Record now 16-3 for the Mercer Lady Cardinals. They are safely into the semifinals of the HCC tournament. Their tentatively scheduled be played. I know there's a little bit of ice in the forecast, at least mentioned for this week. I was talking about with Coach Smith here. So we'll see what happens with the schedule. Knock on wood, hopefully games can be played as scheduled. But if they can't, they'll get moved around a little bit, I'm sure. Mercer to play, I'm going to double check on this. I believe it's North Harrison Tuesday at 5:20. The Lady Cardinals winning Saturday morning, 83-16. Is that correct, Coach? Do you have North Harrison up next?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
They won that game, if I'm not mistaken. I would say it was really low scoring, like 29-16.
Yep, it was a defensive battle that game for sure.
Okay, so we'll look at that game here in a little bit. You had three wins last week. We start with the victory against Winston back on the 29th, 64-25. That's a decent Winston team if you just look at the final score, it looks like your girls really played well.
We played a really good second half. We started off the game extremely slow and sluggish, to where Winston was actually winning the first quarter 16-13. We just weren't doing anything right. We just were being lackadaisical on the defensive end and just not really focused. And that's my fault. I've got to get the girls better focused for a game like that. But we really woke up really in the second quarter on, and we just kind of handled our business from there. So you got to give the girls, Winston girls, credit for handling their business. But we just didn't play well the first quarter, but we ended it well.
It'd be easy to say that, you know, coming off the weather situation and not having a ton of practice, that maybe the girls were a little bit rusty, but you could say the same thing about Winston, and you actually had a couple of games a week prior at the Meadville tournament. So if you look at it that way, there's, you know, really no reason for it other than the fact that the girls just need to get their feet moving.
Yeah, I'm not going to use the weather as an excuse or anything like that, because, I mean, everyone had to deal with it, and Winston girls just came out on fire, and I think our girls just kind of weren't exactly focused on the game, and like I said, that's kind of my job of getting those girls ready and focused, and so that's on me, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. We just didn't play well the first quarter.
Well, and what got them going in the second quarter, Coach? Did it start defensively?
Yes, it absolutely does. Everything on us starts defensively. We just kind of picked ourselves up a little bit, started moving our feet and talking and being more active on the defensive end, which led to easy transition points. And then our press, we started moving our feet a little bit more and anticipating passes better, which really got us going. So it was more on the defensive end that got us going.
In about 12 months, the girls have gone from a position where there were games that they felt like they could win, but then games that were going to be difficult. And, you know, we talked about the fact that you rebuilt a little bit last year, and now you're sitting there at 16-3. You're going to have a really good seed for districts, and you're back to the point that you're getting everybody's best shot, and that's a different spot for the girls to be prepared for.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely. And that's something that we kind of have to remember, is like, hey, girls, every team is going to play well against us. We've just got to be ready for it. They're going to give us their best shot because they want to upset us, and so we just got to be ready for it. I will say Rainey Koss had an awesome night. She really helped us out of our shooting slump. We were kind of in a shooting slump a little bit. She had 10 threes for us that night, so she really, really helped us out. Most of them came in the second half, but we did an excellent job on moving the ball and attacking the rim and then kicking out and finding the open shooter, which happened to be Rainey all night, and she did an awesome job knocking him down.
Well, let's get into two discussions here, because we'll start with this one, because obviously you're much improved at this time this year from where you were last year. You've had an outstanding freshman add to your rotation, Coach, in Tori Meineke. How much has just inserting her onto the offense and making defenses be aware of her and opening up for the rest of your team, how much has Tori's addition to the rotation helped this year?
Oh, tremendously. I don't think you can put say one thing or another that she's done specifically. It's just her presence. Teams in the conference know that she's a very good basketball player, and she's excellent at handling the ball, and that's something that we were missing last year, is another ball handler that felt confident taking the ball into traffic and driving in and being a threat inside, which has really helped open up our offense completely. So even though she might not be the main scoring threat on our offense, she really definitely helps open the floor up just because of her size and her presence and her ability to drive and kick to Aubrey and Rainey and scorers like that.
And, yeah, obviously her presence, as we talk about, it helps open up the floor for the other people, but those that are returning as well, they've improved a ton. That comes on hard work and, you know, just being a year older, you know, a year more developed. But where have you seen the most improvement from the girls that were on the team last year, Coach?
Confidence in themselves and in each other. They worked extremely hard over the summer in the weight room, and then also in summer basketball, playing together and learning how to be mentally tough. And that's really a credit to them, and they're themselves willing to put the work in to reap the benefits of where they are right now. So definitely hats off to them.
North Harrison, a team that's, they're obviously, as we said, they won Saturday, but it was a low-scoring game. And if they're going to win, it's going to start on the defensive end and probably be a low-scoring game. They only scored 22 against you, and you scored 51 on Thursday, Coach. How do you feel like you played over at Eagleville?
On Thursday night, I thought we played very well defensively. We struggled shooting all night. We're a team that kind of shoots a lot of threes, and we usually make between 8 or 9 threes a game. And that game, we had 2 or 3. We didn't have more than 3 for sure. So we just were awful on the offensive end, just shooting. We had open looks. We were moving the ball well. We just couldn't shoot. But defensively, I thought we did an outstanding job of shutting down Emma Craig and limiting her to 10 points, and she does a lot of things well. She's going to be a good ball player if she continues to work and improve. But we just did a great team game on defensive end and really helping each other out.
So you have North Harrison 5-20 as the schedule stands over at Galt on Tuesday. Those rematches are always a little bit dicey because they'll probably give you another couple of looks. You look at things and say, what are they going to do? What are we going to do against North Harrison? So you play them a second time, and there are challenges in that, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to be ready for anything that they throw at us. Coach Long is an excellent coach, and I'm sure he's going to have some different wrinkles for us. And so we've just got to do our job in communicating a defense and knowing who their shooters are and boxing out and playing tough, because they're going to be ready for us and they're going to want a revenge game. And so we just got to go out there and handle our business.
So you look at things, and obviously 2 weeks from tonight, districts begin. And you can put yourself in the position. You're in an interesting position where your record is outstanding. You're going to have a really good district seeding. But as we've kind of talked about, the girls just can't kind of roll the ball out on the floor and just use their talent to just beat everybody. It starts with you guys from hard work, and I'm sure that's something that the girls are going to be capable of making a run here in districts. It's going to start on that end. But an exciting time for Mercer basketball, obviously.
It absolutely is, and that's something that we kind of stressed all year is getting ourselves ready to be the best team possible by the time district comes, and I really think we're getting extremely close to that. And Winston was a good little reminder for us of, like, hey, we can't just walk out and roll over people. We have to be able to go in and put the work, and girls are going to want to beat us. They're not just going to want to stand around and take it. We got to go earn it, and so that was a good little reminder for us, and hopefully the girls learned their lesson, but we'll be fine, and hopefully we can get a good seed and play well in districts.
Yeah, when is the seeding meeting, Coach?
This Thursday.
Okay. Are you expecting a number one seed, or is there somebody else that might challenge you for that, Mark?
Worth County. I'm kind of going into that game kind of expecting Worth County to get going into the district seed meeting, expecting Worth County to come away with the number one seed. Their record is 10-5, but you look at their losses, they don't have a bad loss. They've lost to Stanbury twice, North Andrews a couple times, and I think Jefferson as well. So they've lost to all very quality opponents, and so I'm looking into that game, looking into that seed meeting, not expecting to come away with the one, but also I would be very. I'm going to fight for the one, absolutely, because I think our girls deserve it. But I'm not expecting to come away with it. I think we'll come away with the number two seed. But you never know what happens. That's why we have the seed meetings.
No, absolutely. I'd sign up right now to broadcast a Mercer Worth County girls game too. I think that would be a great matchup. Where is the district tournament going to be played this year, Coach?
North Harrison. Hopefully we can see them in the championship game if that's where it is. We'd like that challenge, but we got to get there first.
Absolutely. I always kind of do this, too, where obviously you want to win a district championship, but if you want to get yourself down to Springfield, you look at four districts and you say, who are the teams in those four districts that might make a run? And if you just kind of look at Class 1 Northwest Missouri girls basketball, it looks to me like it's really wide open this year. I think there's going to be an opportunity for a lot of teams to make that sort of run.
Absolutely. You look at Stanbury, Worth County, you look at us, you work at Jefferson, North Andrew. All of those teams are extremely competitive and good at what they do, and we got a chance to play Stanbury early on in the year, and I know they kicked our butts, but we were within four in the fourth quarter, and we just kind of lost our heads and lost our steam and kind of let the game get away from us. So we're very capable of playing with all those teams as long as we play our kind of basketball and tough and be mentally tough and just stay focused. But it's exciting.
That's Mercer head basketball coach Drew Smith. Coach, best of luck over at the tournament this week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.